This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. About 3/4 of Colorado employers say their staff is still working remotely at least some of the time. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
There's a range of approaches when it comes to bringing people back to the office. A little over 1/3 of people who responded to a survey by the Colorado Chamber of Commerce say they plan to bring all or most of their workers back within the year. But at the same time, roughly 1/4 say they have no immediate plans to bring workers back to the office full time. When it comes to vaccines, more than half of employers surveyed are giving people paid time off to get the shot and to recover from potential side effects. While most are encouraging staff to get vaccinated, none are requiring it. The survey was conducted this month. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver's Commission on Cultural Affairs is looking for new candidates to join its efforts. Here's CPR arts reporter Monica Castillo.
The commission helps oversee the city's public arts program, its cultural plans, and other efforts. Now the organization, Denver Arts and Venues, is looking for representatives from diverse communities to help plan for its future. Candidates with backgrounds in arts, diversity and inclusion, philanthropy, and development are encouraged to apply. Applications for the 3-year positions are due June 9th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado air regulators have approved an improvement plan from Suncor, an energy company that operates the state's only oil and gas refinery. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The company plans to install a $12 million automatic shutdown system at the Commerce City refinery. That should help prevent malfunctions that have rained clay-like dust in the largely Latinx neighborhoods around the facility. Suncor has a track record for air pollution violations that resulted in a $9 million settlement with the state last year. The agreement required Suncor to come up with a plan for upgrades, which is what regulators are approving now. The system should be installed by the end of next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor is a financial supporter of CPR News.